he insisted, while wagging a finger for emphasis. Yes, Lord Finney. Radic concentrated on keeping his lips straight, lest his inner mirth betray himself. A message. Through the spirits? In his experience, while in the wilderness, away from the royal telegraph system, wizards sent messages via various types of birds. A message it is. Shalmas searched for the best way to explain the deep, subtle magic to an ordinary person. Paedras projected his consciousness onto mine by travelling through the spirit world. We do not use that method often, or lightly, only for messages of great importance, in times of great need. Oh. Radic nodded to indicate an understanding he did not actually possess. May I ask, does the message concern me, or is this wizard business? It concerns us all, and concern is the key word, Captain. There is good news. I should tell you that first. Gather round, everyone. He raised his voice. I don't want to repeat myself. I need every breath to climb this confounded mountain. When the full army troop was close enough for him to be heard without shouting, he related what Paedras had told him. The royal army had won a great victory at the gates of the mountains, wiping out almost the entire invasion force. Elements of the royal army were chasing enemy stragglers back across the River Fass, or hunting down and killing the enemy within Tarador's borders. Hearing the news cheered those soldiers with Shomas, and he was glad of it. The army troop was there to assist and protect Shomas on his errand to find Corin Bladewell. Their lives were at risk because of him. At times, Shomas felt guilt that he lacked the ability to throw fireballs like other wizards, though he knew his ability as a healer was unmatched. If he could wield magical fire, he could have taken care of himself in the wilderness, rather than relying on soldiers. When Captain Radic had informed him a massive host of orcs had invaded the dwarf homeland and was sweeping unchecked through the lowlands north of Tarador's border, Shomas had feared their vital mission would become impossible. Radic asked what Shomas wished to do, and the wizard had replied that what he wished to do and what he needed to do were two different things. Onward was the only choice. The orcs, being bold enough to risk a full invasion, was proof that Tarador needed Corin returned to Lindon as soon as possible. News of the smashing victory at the gates of the mountains was cause for celebration by the soldiers, although as they were hiking up foothills toward the forbidding mountains in front of them, the celebration was confined to people taking extra sips of water from their flasks, giving the wizard congratulatory claps on the back, and offering small sweets they had secreted away in their packs. The backpats made Shomas wince, so enthusiastically were they given, and he refused most offered sweets, as he knew such luxuries were coveted. He refused most sweets, not all, as not even a well-disciplined master wizard could resist honey-soaked dates and bits of chocolate. Chocolate. Walking farther into the wilderness with every step, Shomas justified eating chocolates as his last opportunity for a taste of civilization. When the brief celebration was over, Radic ordered the troops to again disperse, sending scouts out on all four sides, seeking an easier route forward and wary of ambush by roving bands of orcs. A discreet hand signal by Radic told his men their captain wished to speak privately with the wizard. Lord Feeney, Radic began quietly, you said there is good news. That implies there is also bad news. Please, tell me. Radic could not imagine what bad news Lord Salva had sent to Shomas. The enemy had crossed the Fass twice, with General McGran counterattacking to throw the first force back across the river, and Paedras himself pulling down the great stones of the mountain gates to crush the even second, even larger invasion force. Tarador was victorious, the enemy in disarray, and winter was coming.